This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. With any luck, Hollywood celebrities are still lounging in bed after last night's Academy Awards and after-show parties. But no such luck for Day to Day's Madeline Brand. Madeline happily dove into the media celebrity scrum and emerged to tell all about her night at the Oscars. Madeline, inquiring minds want to know, did you actually meet the stars?
Well, Alex, before the show, I went over to the red carpet. I managed to squeeze into a corner behind several security guards at the start of that carpet. That's where the stars get out of their limos and begin their march toward Joan Rivers. They alight just across the street from Ripley's Believe It or Not auditorium. Fans are barricaded along the sidewalks. The lucky few get to be in bleachers along the red carpet. Helicopters buzzed overhead, and I have to admit, it was exciting.
Here comes the big SUV. All right, who's coming out? Let's see. Oh, it's Clint Eastwood.
Alex, here I was actually on the red carpet. Although, by the time I stepped onto it, it was looking a little tatty. The celebrities were inside, and I had to share the carpet with several dozen valet parking attendants. But I did manage to snag an interview with critic Roger Ebert. He was briskly walking to the press center minutes before the ceremony began.
You want to walk and talk? Fine.
Let's talk.
Tell me how you feel about covering these things. Which one is this for you?
Well, I don't know. I think I came to the first one in 1968, and I've come to most of them since then.
So you're not cynical about this whole awards?
To a degree, I am. I mean, a movie just about has to open in the last 3 months of the year in order to be nominated because they're trying to help pictures that still have financial futures. But I'm not cynical because good pictures win and good people are nominated.
I followed Roger, we're on a first-name basis now, in my borrowed evening gown to the press filing center, which is pretty far from the main action, but it's still a scene all of its own. It's a big ballroom filled with reporters decked out in black ties, sitting elbow to elbow at long tables, furiously pumping out Oscar stories. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
3-2-1. It came down to a battle between The Aviator and Million Dollar Baby, and in the end, the film about a female boxer sent The Aviator to the canvas.
Big TV monitors were set up for us to watch the awards and a stage ready for the winners to take our questions. Cate Blanchett was the first glamour win on that stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cate Blanchett, Best Supporting Actress for The Aviator. I've been looking forward to this all evening.
Not looking forward to speaking to us, but to the drink that was in her hand. The other clutched her Oscar.
A bit disrespectful to put this down just yet.
And then the questions came and came. And came. What would Katharine Hepburn have thought of your performance? Blanchett played her in The Aviator. Were you evoking old-time Hollywood glamour by wearing that dress? And the trustee, how did it feel when they called your name? Finally, after more than a dozen questions, she was allowed to leave and drink her champagne.
So it doesn't sound as though this is kind of the line of inquiry from journalists that you'd get at a NATO summit.
Not quite. Nothing political, nothing personal, pretty much a love-in. Here's an exchange with Hilary Swank, who just won Best Actress, and veteran entertainment reporter Jeannie Wolfe.
It's so wonderful.
Thank you.
Of course the impressions come from the films and from how gorgeous you look tonight.
Thank you.
The glamour aspect of this, and you know 1,000 people are going to ask you about the dress, and that this will be photographed forever and ever. Was some of that process fun, and how did you pick?
It's so much fun. You know,
Hilary, I'm Charlie from Metro Networks over to your right. Yeah, I was really inspired by your acceptance speech and your talking about where you've come from and where you are now.
I think that I'm living it. You know, I guess, you know, you have these ideas and you think that's what I want to do. And I love my job. I love to act.
Down the hall, past the tables of chilled shrimp wontons and little fruit top tarts, I entered a room filled with what one of my colleagues calls the jackals.
The jackals?
The jackals. Alex, these are the still photographers, dozens of them sitting on bleachers in front of an Oscar backdrop. The flashes pop like a frenzied disco strobe light as the photographers shout for the stars to look their way. Every photo you've seen in newspapers this morning, on the web, and in the endless tabloid magazine spreads is taken in this room. But wait, who's that in front of me? Why, it's Dustin Hoffman, who's just presented Clint Eastwood with the Best Picture Award. I tap him on the shoulder.
What do you think of all this, the scenery here?
Seen it, been there, seen it.
Fellini.
Yes, Fellini, La Dolce Vita, 8.5 movies that capture the glamour and emptiness of movie star life. Another Italian, a reporter named Sergio Bruno, here to cover the Oscars, waxed Fellini-esque, of course, he's Italian, as he waited to enter the press room.
It's a dream. It's California dream, Hollywood dream, you know.
And so what do you think? You're living this dream.
No, it's not my dream.
What's your dream?
Really life. It's Hollywood.
But last night, real life was Hollywood, and everyone seemed happy to be in that reality and play along. If the Academy Awards are one big mirror for celebrities, we, the press, are another mirror reflecting back to the world the image Hollywood wants the world to see. No questions asked.
Day to Day's Madeline Brand. Madeline, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex. Really, my pleasure.